Hello, this is Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman of Columbia University speaking to you today for Medscape. The title of my comments, I think, can be put as "We're Getting a Second Chance." By we, I mean the people of the United States, the mental health care community, and the Congress and the government. And by second chance, I mean at doing the right thing in bringing across the finish line a very important piece of mental health care legislation. Now, it's not often that we in the citizenry and in the healthcare community get to applaud and support and regale in successful healthcare legislation. I mean, apart from what American history may, the milestones of American history may have been, you know, more recently, let's say, with Medicare or Medicaid, and then the Mental Health Parity Addiction Equity Act, and then the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. These have been landmark pieces of legislation which have transformed the landscape of healthcare in this country, and in some cases particularly sought to redress the iniquities regarding health care to people with mental illness. Well, last year we had a chance for supporting and passing another landmark piece of legislation. This was the Helping Families in Mental Health Crisis Act. That was initiated and sponsored by Congressman Tim Murphy from Pennsylvania. Congressman Murphy has emerged recently as really the bright new light and greatest champion for mental illness and mental health care, and taken this on as his signature issue and shown the energy and the foresight to structure a bill that could really have a powerful impact in improving things in terms of mental health care services. Unfortunately, as is not infrequently the case, particularly in recent years in Congress, this got bogged down in partisan politics and ultimately didn't move forward. It was disappointing. Sure, there were reasons for this in terms of insurmountable obstacles or mistakes that were made, but it really was an incredible chance to effect important legislation that unfortunately never came to fruition. However, what a difference a year makes, and Congressman Murphy's back with the bill being retooled, essentially substantively the same, but hopefully now, having learned from the prior attempt, smoothed over in terms of the sticking points that may have prevented support by important stakeholder groups or constituencies, and also knowing what a better political strategy might be. And this will be introduced soon in this new year, and it's my great hope, and I think most people's great hope in the mental health community, that it will move forward and be passed and signed into law. So what is this piece of legislation? Well, it really addresses a wide range of areas, from trying to provide care to underserved populations like rural populations, to provide ways of preventing individuals mental illness from requiring institutionalization, or if they've committed some criminal act, from being prosecuted as criminals and treated as people with a mental illness instead, to be able to integrate primary care and mental health care and the collaborative care model, to try and address the shortage of inpatient psychiatric beds in the United States, to support the integration of evidence-based proven methods of treatment as opposed to treatments that are favored or are preferred by individual providers, requiring that services provided in mental health care facilities that are reimbursed by funding from the government through Medicaid and Medicare or any other sources be ones that have been proven through rigorous research to be effective. The way that this would be done involves several mechanisms, one of which is to create a position of the Assistant Secretary for Mental Health within HHS, reporting directly to the Secretary, that would be focused on trying to mobilize services and research in areas that seem to be the most productive and valuable for the government to endorse and support. Also, the bill entails trying to provide additional funding for research through the NIH on disorders of the brain that affect mental function and behavior, and to facilitate the rollout, the translation of research that is ready for prime time, such as the RAISE program, which is research after or recovery after an initial schizophrenic episode, which is geared towards providing specialized first episode treatment programs, which include team-based multi-element care for people who are at the beginning of their illness, rather than waiting to provide this wraparound care in the chronic stages of the illness. In addition, the bill entails what would be long overdue, badly needed reforms of SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, which is the main, only federal agency that has any responsibility and funding to support direct mental health care. SAMHSA has been a somewhat controversial agency in the past. It's not always served what many people, including many psychiatrists, have felt to be the interests of the severely mentally ill, and using the most scientifically, the most advanced scientific and evidence-based methods. But this legislation would provide language which places greater requirements on SAMHSA to do so. So this is an opportunity to essentially move forward an important piece of legislation that I think all psychiatrists and many people in the mental health community feel would be, if not perfect, at least a great improvement on sort of the existing system of care. And we should not let politics or any other thing sort of impede its progress and ultimate passage. So I want to encourage people to read up about this, provide their support, speak out in support of it, and above all, really take note of the great work and the courage and vision of Congressman Tim Murphy, who has really been the champion, our sort of much-needed champion in this important cause. So thank you for your attention. This is Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman, Columbia University, speaking to you today for Medscape.